Hi, I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your Arrowhead update for Friday, February 20th. It's day three here at the NFL Scouting Combine, and we've already learned a lot this week so far. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid took the podium and gave us some updates on some players we last knew to be injured.
Have you spoken to Eric Berry recently?
I have, yes.
How's it going? Just when was it?
It was a couple days ago, yeah. Yeah, I texted with him, and he's doing well. He's definitely heading in the right direction as far as the actual medical part of it goes. His spirit's strong. I mean, he's a stud everywhere, every way you look at it. I mean, anybody that's got to fight that, they got a special place in my heart for sure.
How about Alex Smith?
Have I talked to Alex? Yes. Yeah, he's doing well. Yep, he relaxing with family. Spleen's good. So he's getting himself ready for coming year.
How's DJ and DeVito?
DJ and DeVito, yeah, they're doing well. The neat thing to watch is they work out together and challenge each other. They're rehabbing together, and so they push each other. And heck, both of them might be in the best shape of their lives right now. So.
Are they going to be ready by
There's a chance, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I'll get you that. I have to check with Rick.
What's your assessment also on Jeff Allen? How's recovery?
Yeah, Jeff is he's doing well. I think he'll be fine as we go, too. He's working hard.
General Manager John Dorsey was also at the podium, and he gave us a look into what he's looking for this week.
It's always a pleasure to be here at the Combine. It kind of gives the organization the chance to get to see the draft class of 2015. You know, got a chance to watch them compete and get a chance to talk to them. You know, I think there's some exceptional players in this draft at the running back position. We met with a few of them last night over in our team room. I just can't wait to get a chance to see some of them compete, you know, as they go along in this process. I know the guys that we met, we all like those guys. But from a sheer talent level, there's some really pretty special players in this year's draft. Well, I think this draft class, I think the receiver position, I think there's some depth there. It's very similar to the draft class of last year, but I think the overall depth of this speaks volumes. There's players to be had in this draft class that can help contribute. Actually, I feel very good about where we are. You know, the personnel staff has been together now for 2 years. Everybody understands exactly what we're attempting to do here. You know, we've spent a good part of 14 to 15 days evaluating the complete college draft class, and we meticulously went by there and did that. We kind of put them in a position of ranking, and now what we're going to do is kind of go and assess them as their abilities on the combine. You know, combine field, we're going to meet some of these guys, then we're going to take them into the school workouts. But I feel very comfortable with regards to the overall feel I have of this draft class.
Along with hearing from the Chiefs staff, we also had the opportunity to talk to some analysts regarding the Chiefs offseason.
Well, Pete, I think this is a big year for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it'll be a down year for the Denver Broncos. I think the Chiefs are going to win the division based on what I've seen from their progress in the last 2 years under Andy Reid. And the strength of their schedule, I think they're in a really good position to win the division, break out and win the division this year.
I like the Chiefs, you know, front three. Poe's been a really nice player. I think that's a nice strength for them. Now, the other thing is, we didn't mention this one, inside linebacker is a big need for them. Getting Derek Johnson back to health, he's come back from a serious injury. Joe Mays came back from his injury, which lingered a little bit longer. They have a decision to make on his contract, so that's another position that's kind of a sleeper one that need to address as inside linebacker.
Well, obviously, when you let go two wide receivers that played a lot for you, then you have a guy that may be uncertain in terms of Dwayne Bowe. You got to address that wide receiver position. You need to find some playmakers, some guys that can put the ball in the paint, guys that are very, very explosive, so now you don't have to rely so much on the tight end. I think there are a number of guys in the draft that can do that.
Keep it locked in at KCChiefs.com through the duration of the Combine for all your Chiefs-related news. For KCChiefs.com in Indianapolis, I'm Pete Sweeney.
65 toss power trap.